The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All eyes on Florida. Florida, top trending topic. They're set for a pretty tough 24 hours with Hurricane Milton.
Yesterday, we were talking about how it had weakened some, but that was as it was going over the Yucatan Peninsula. And once it got out of that, then it picked strength back up. But what it really does is, while the winds may weaken, it becomes bigger. So if it was, you know, when it was out at sea, when it was covering a 20-mile span of the eye, now it's over a 100-mile span. So it's really bad. And those guys that are, well, women too, but I mean guys as in a group, fly those planes into the eye of a hurricane. That every time there's a hurricane, that I look at that and go, that's got to be such a special breed of person, to be able to do that. I mean, I won't even go into a big box store in a suburb without being strapped. So you talk about bravery flying into a hurricane. Good Lord.
There's different levels to it. So, later this afternoon into the evening as it makes landfall, you know, the entire state is bracing. And I know everybody's stomach is in knots just because of what everyone's already experienced with Hurricane Helene. So praying for the people of Florida. They're going to have a tough day today. Lindsay, today is National Curves Day. Not that that has anything to do with you.
Curves?
Curves. You celebrate your curves.
Oh.
But it's really for the ladies.
Yeah.
Just wanted to play that.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, this is your day, Lindsay.
Yeah. Now I have a complex. Yeah. Thank you.
Today is National Old Big Girl Day.
She was complaining about looking skinny right before the show started. That's why I threw that in there.
Yeah, not looking skinny today.
Right, but like 8 years ago.
Oh, was that a long time ago?
Oh, yeah, when I was on the show previously.
Yeah. So. That's what she, look how skinny I was.
I know.
Every old picture that pops up, and look how skinny we were. And she started throwing we. We. Look how skinny we were.
Because I want y'all to join in on my pain.
No, we know.
Oh, you know.
Well, before you even got back, I was like, look at this picture. And it was the three of us standing together somewhere. I was like, we both just went, like, it was just total defeat. But listen, what are you going to do? And then yesterday we talked about sparkly freckles. Sparkly freckles was trending because Taylor Swift wore these sparkly freckles during Monday Night Football. Well, the company that makes it, Phase It, has seen an increase in sales in the last 24 hours of 2,500%.
What?
For the sparkly freckles. The CEO says the employees are working around the clock to fulfill these orders. They run you about $15.99. It's basically like a temporary tattoo that gives you sparkly freckles for the night.
Yeah.
It's very cute. It's a good
look.
It's a cute look.
I mean, if you're 11. I mean, please.
What, TJ? A little immature, you think?
A woman in her mid-30s wearing that?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Unless they paid her a ton to wear them. If she just picked that out as a fashion thing. But it goes back to my theory, Riggins, that women of all ages look for any excuse to wear some kind of a costume.
Is that? That's what this is?
They always want to dress up as something.
Well, $15.99, I think we take a gamble on that. We need to be wearing sparkly freckles by the end of the week, or at least one person.
I'll do it.
You will?
I'll do it.
You'll volunteer as tribute to do that? That's fun. So me and Lindsay are going to get into a fight.
Yes.
It's been a while, but me and Lindsay are going to get into a fight coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. We could be closer and closer to an exercise pill. A pill you take instead of exercising. We'll give you the details on that and where we stand as a scientific community on that coming up in just a few minutes.
Nice. So yesterday we did this group therapy. A guy emailed us and said he's having trouble with his girlfriend. They're in college. And basically the story was, TJ, correct me if I'm wrong, he was over her outfits.
Yeah.
He didn't like that she was wearing sweats all the time, Crocs, and she never chose to get dressed up.
Yeah, she went from being pretty to not caring how she looks and being ugly and frumpy and slovenly.
So we posted his message, and then all these comments started rolling in throughout the day. And some of the people in our radio family were getting into ugly arguments. And Lindsay and I, we've had our fair share of arguments.
We have.
I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to share one of these Facebook fights with our audience. I will be playing the role of Caleb. I'm not going to give you his last name. And Lindsay will be playing the role of Jody, two commenters under group therapy. So welcome to TJ and Riggins Facebook Fight Theater.
Yay. Thank you.
Theater. Do her a favor and walk away. If you can't support her at her worst, you don't deserve her at your best.
Do them a favor is what you meant to say. Slobs have got to go.
You never know what someone's going through. And if you can't deal and be there, then he should never expect the same. There's a definite line between a slob and a carefree lifestyle. My wish for you is that you never go through this with a loved one or yourself.
Sounds like you need a shoulder to cry on. I hope you find one day. Just not mine. Hey, by the way, the QT has a safe place if you need one. Now, go make me a sandwich.
Lol, see there? I made you feel better about yourself. You don't know how to make your own sandwich? That's just sad.
Oh, yeah? Well, I just didn't want to take your job away from you.
Well, lucky for you, that's not my line of work, so no worries. I'm sure you can do it. You want to give me... You want to give me your step-by-step instructions?
So, you're welcome. End. Scene. It's getting ugly.
That is beautiful. Yes. That was absolutely beautiful.
It's getting a little ugly in the Facebook comments, so I feel bad for those people, but hopefully they'll be able to move past it and work things out.
So y'all are just a couple of thespians there, some thesies.
Listen.
Love it.
A little background in acting.
Nothing like a Facebook fight.
Nothing like a Facebook fight. That's true. So I didn't have to ban them or anything. They didn't say anything bad, but Facebook decided on their own to hide the comments.
And really?
Well, let's show them to the world. They didn't say anything terrible. I mean, he told her to go make a sandwich. Yeah. That's not appropriate.
Yeah.
That's a little misogynistic.
Oh, she doesn't work? I thought she did work at the QT.
She doesn't. Lol, that's not even my job.
Yeah.
But I do love the fact that she just jumps to the conclusion that the girlfriend in the situation is going through something like depression or sadness or something like that. You know why? Because that's how she dresses.
Well, yeah, a lot. I'd say like 75% of the people that were defending the woman said that's what was going on. She's going through depression, a tough time in her life, and that's why she's dressing, and you shouldn't judge her for it.
Mm. And that's why we have so many people who have given up on life of having people care about how they look. It's an attack on beauty. Our culture attacks beauty now.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Coming up in just a few minutes, I will let you know whether I'm playing in this year's golf tournament for our charity Peyton's Promise or whether I'm not. Well, I don't have to wait a few minutes. I'm not.
You're not?
So I'm not. Oh, I never do. You know.
Oh, you don't?
No.
But you're there.
Yeah, cutting up like a new pair of scissors is what we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. So we need some teams. I mean, we really need you to go ahead and sign up because TikTok. When is it, Riggins? November what? 12th? 11th. I always say the 12th. So I'll be there the 12th.
Yeah.
Everybody else will be there the 11th. If you want more information, you want to get signed up, please do that to benefit our charity, Peyton's Promise. Go to tjriggins.com/golf. And get signed up. Okay. Everybody's wanting to hear about this. The exercise pill. Researchers in Denmark. Down under. They say they've created a pill that mimics the benefits of running a 10K. Or as I like to call it, a 6.2. Because I don't deal with those European measurements. 10K is a 6.2 mile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't. You know, first thought they're going to say the downside is, okay, it doesn't really mimic running because it doesn't exercise your legs, build strength in your legs and your muscles and things like that. Who thought it would? What it does is it raises your metabolism, the same thing that meth and cocaine do.
Sure.
All right.
Let's try it.
Seriously, I mean, what else could it do to burn fat and all that? It's going to raise your metabolism.
Right.
And then they say it's comparable to running a high speed 6.2 miles.
Wow.
This on an empty stomach too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What was the stuff they used to sell at the gas stations that raised your
Mini Thins was one. Stacker was another.
Yellow Jackets. Yellow Remember Jackets, those?
Yeah. Didn't that stuff do the same thing? Raise your metabolism?
Uh-huh. That's what, there's an old product called Metabolife that used to advertise on the radio a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it also had something in it that curbed your appetite as well. So, yeah, I don't think it's on the market anymore.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. What was that? It's Ephedra or something like that. That was so good.
Mm-hmm. And it was, it banned? The
market. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So nice try, Denmark. We've had this stuff in the gas station like 20 years ago.
For $2.99.
You did nothing. So what are you talking about? We just made it.
It's new.
Yeah, you're going to be seen as a pin. You're going to be floating around, you know.
You run in wooden shoes.
Right.
You have on cloud wooden shoes.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, there's been a day I would say, hey, give me that. I don't care. Give it to me. If it's going to help me lose weight or whatever. But I've proven with the Ozempian and Kilimanjaro and all of that kind of stuff that I won't just take anything to lose weight, like I've always said. Because, I mean, I don't want to fool with that stuff. No. I don't want to fool with it. Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No. But if it were proven, you know, of what it, exactly that it does in the long run and all that, I'd be eating it for breakfast.
Yeah,
I'd be pouring Ozempic all over my cereal in the morning, just tearing it up.
You're worried about the long-term effects of it?
Yeah. Which I really shouldn't. I mean, am I really going to be around long-term to have to worry about it as it is?
If you don't lose some weight, you won't.
Yeah, I won't. That's what I'm saying.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Sponsored by the Richard Chicago Companies. North and South Carolina people, if you need to get some money out of your equity in your home, Richard is the guy to do it. If you want to refi, you want a home equity line of credit, whatever you need, he's the mortgage expert. Go to homewithrichard.com, homewithrichard.com. We talk about all the time on the show, right, Riggins, how we like quirky things, like little things about girls and all women that a lot of people don't. It's kind of weird.
Sure.
Like, yeah. I like it like when the seatbelt goes down, how the seatbelt falls on a woman, or when a purse strap goes like that. I mean, like, oh, man, that's sexy. That's sexy. But this young lady has one of those things about guys that she finds so attractive. If she finds a guy with this trait, she's got to have him. And it's a little peculiar, I think. Listen.
If a man has a naturally high-pitched giggle when he laughs, start the bidding at 5,000. That one's mine. I need him. God, I love it. I'm literally blushing. Don't know what it is. I don't know. They almost sound like little guinea pigs. Like, oh, I need one to add to my collection, please.
A man with a high-pitched giggle.
No.
Oh, really?
That's weird.
Oh, God. Like, Tucker Carlson has that, doesn't he? Yeah. Doesn't Tucker Carlson, the political commentator, have that?
It's kind of maniacal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, and it sounds so feminine.
Yeah.
All the comments were like, oh, my God, same. You got to go watch Ron Swanson. The guy from Parks and Rec. They were naming out all these guys that have like high pitched giggles.
Oh, so this is common.
Yeah. John Krasinski was another one they said has a really high pitched natural giggle.
Yeah, I don't think it's common.
It can't be.
No. Because it's feminine.
Yes, what about that? Oh, don't tickle me. You can't help how you laugh, though, right?
No, you can. I think you can. You can figure that out.
Would you rather have the high pitched giggle, Lindsay, in a man, or the wheeze laugh? Like,
oh. I think the wheeze. Now, it's because sometimes I find myself doing it. I did it the other day on the show. I was kind of embarrassed, but the wheeze is a little better than the high pitch for me.
Okay, so high pitch or. I had another one. Oh, snort.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know. Maybe one snort through it, but don't keep doing it. I don't know. That's tough.
This is how I live.
I would never be funny around him.
Yeah,
I
would never. Hear that.
Yeah.
See, I just don't like high pitched, loud noises anyway, because it's kind of a hang up of mine. So if a guy busts out in a high pitched laugh, it would jar me. I would be triggered, what as the kids say.
What if it's both high pitched and wheezy? Because that's kind of what I'm dealing with over here.
Oh my gosh, you're a mess.
You're not high pitched.
It depends. Sometimes it is.
That's a good nickname now for him, though. High pitched wheezy. All right. So more coming up with TJ Riggins, Lindsay, and high pitched wheezy.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Taco Bell bringing back a fan favorite coming up in just a second. But Florida, top trending topic, bracing for Hurricane Milton, the very strong, crazy storm set to make landfall later today through Thursday morning. It's Category 5 at the moment. They expect it to weaken before it makes landfall as the storm interacts with the ground. So, but still, they're calling for a 15-foot storm surge. I've seen a lot of people that are not leaving their homes, and they say, we're used to this.
My son has a really good friend who lives in that area, just outside Tampa, and he said they're not leaving. He's boarded up, and he said that it's not – for some reason, his friend thinks that it's going to be weaker than they say.
Really?
Yeah. But
yeah, it's scary. Like
I think you risk it. Yeah.
They were talking to a guy on a boat out there, and he's still smoking a cigarette, and he said, they're like, you're not leaving? Can we put you in a hotel? He goes, no, I'm in a boat. When the water goes up, guess what? So does the boat. And when the water goes back down, guess what? The boat does too. That's how boats work. Yeah, right. That's how boats work. So, I mean, he was just defiant. So there's a lot of people that are just not leaving their homes. I understand 15 counties under evacuation orders, but a lot of people just don't want to leave.
Yeah, because one of the things is they don't know when they'll be allowed back. You know, and it's hard to own property and not be able to get to it.
And also,
because the government's telling you you can't.
Some of those people evacuated 2 weeks ago, and they just got home and settled in, and now they're packing up their cars again. It just sounds awful. So keep the Floridians in your prayers. Today is day two of Amazon Prime Day, and the big sale that they're hawking is Paris Hilton's cookware.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Why would I trust Paris Hilton's cookware? I mean, if she was selling makeup or
DJ equipment.
Or DJ or self, you know, ring lights and tripods, right. I would understand that. But cookware? No, I don't care. So I don't know that the sales are that impressive. But a lot of people are checking out Amazon Prime Day. Weird story out. There's the new memoir from Lisa Marie Presley, who passed away. There's a really weird anecdote in this memoir where she talks about her son who committed suicide a few years ago at the age of 27. She kept his body at her house for 2 months in a guest house on her property at 55 degrees over dry ice. Two months she kept the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said it allowed her to parent him for just a little bit longer.
There was a tattoo artist that came in, and she and her daughter – got tattoos to exactly match the tattoos of Ben Ben. That's what she called him, Ben Ben. His name's Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, Riggins has a stuffed panda he calls Pan Pan. You remember that, Lindsay?
I don't.
I don't have a stuffed panda that I call Pan Pan.
His name's
Pan
Pan.
I have a stuffed panda whose name is Pan Pan. I don't call him anything.
It's
That's
his real name. It's
That's
his name.
Real God-given name.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Please, if you're going to at least talk junk, get it right.
I wasn't talking junk.
Yeah, you
don't
were trying.
Talk about Pan Pan.
Don't talk about Pan Pan. And then, just in case you missed it, Taco Bell quietly brought back a 90s classic, the double-decker taco, back on the menu. That's a hard-shell taco with a soft-shell taco wrapped around it, filled with refried beans and things.
Yeah. That kind of like the outlet version of the cheesy gordita crunch.
Right. Yeah, not nearly as good as that.
Can't touch it.
But it is only $1.99, so it is a great deal if you want
to. Yeah, I used to love those things until I had a cheesy gordita crunch.
Right.
There's nothing better at Taco Bell than the cheesy gordita crunch.
I love Rob getting fired up. Love that. got some great audio to play for you next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, there's been a lot of controversies on the internet in the last couple of years, mostly pushed by Gen Z / millennials, young millennials. One that sticks out in my memory is when everybody started believing that birds weren't real. Remember
yeah.
that? That they were just drones made by the government to watch what we're doing, and birds weren't real. And that was like a whole campaign. They bought billboards, put it on the side of cars. And I think we determined that was not true. The birds are real. Yeah. And they've
really?
they're very
real. Much study and investigation.
But this new one, I think, has a little more has more legs. When you go, especially with it's festival time, it's fair time. The Renaissance Festival is back. You ever bought one of those turkey legs at a Renaissance Festival or a place like that? One of those huge turkey legs?
Yeah, at Disney World.
Yeah,
I've never been to a Renaissance Festival.
Oh, you've never been?
No.
Oh, we're going to change that. Don't you worry.
Right. Yeah, I think that would be great.
It's your kind of people.
Yeah, since turkey legs are back in popularity, here's what one woman is saying about the turkey leg that you buy at the fair or at the Renaissance Festival.
Turkey legs is ham. Whole time turkey legs been ham. The world is a lie. Everything we ever knew was a lie, guys. Everything that we have ever known is a lie, okay? So I was watching a TikTok. This girl said they was at the fair. They got turkey legs. The turkey legs tasted like ham. So they went back to the dude and was like, hey, why does this turkey leg taste like ham? He was like, it is ham. We just call them turkey legs. What do you want us to say, pig leg? Mind blown.
So turkey legs are ham. And now people are sharing that video saying, yeah, if you look at turkeys, their legs don't look like the one you buy at the fair or at the Renaissance Festival. But if you look at a pig leg, it resembles that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know enough to say.
I don't either.
I'm assuming it's got to be turkey, right? But it does taste like ham.
Because it's smoked.
Is that the difference?
Yeah, it's smoked. And ham. Most ham has smoke.
And that's why it's darker. It's like almost a reddish color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And
you don't get the chin part of any bird.
Right.
You get up into the, like a chicken has little skinny legs too, right above their talons.
Yeah.
But it's on up the leg that we get a drumstick. There's a joint up there. That's why you don't have a whole big skinny leg sticking out of the back of a chicken drumstick.
Right.
Right.
It's okay. Like more towards the thigh.
It's connected to the thigh. Yeah.
And surely this guy just told her that so she'd leave because she was very loud.
Yeah, you're right, lady.
It's ham.
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking advice from the guy at the fair. I mean, anytime you say, like, I learned this from the guy at the fair. Fair,
right.
Yeah, he's the expert.
Right. He's the expert.
Like, on what?
He said, no, that's a pig leg. We just call him turkey leg. So. Yeah.
And you know, he's seeing this going, that's gone viral, and I've started a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
He's kind of smart.
What's the ultimate fair food? Is it the corn dog, or is it the deep fried Oreo?
I think it's a funnel cake.
Most people would say funnel cake.
Yeah. Funnel cake. Are you guys a Bloomin' Onion at the fair? Or is
I've never seen that at a fair. Of course, I haven't been to the fair in so long. It's unfair.
So
how long it's been.
We got the Renaissance Festival and the fair to take TJ to. We've got a pack
of
balls.
I can't wait. I love fair food. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, can we just go sell puppies in the parking lot of Walmart?
You got it.
While we're at it, that sounds like we just make a day of it.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening and watching and doing what you do. Subscribe to everything we've got on social medias and podcast platforms and the YouTubes and the her tubes and his tubes and whatever else. Dang, MySpace, we're on that. We're all over the place, man. Lindsay, you've been away for a long, long time. Long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you knew this to begin with, but the Tech D Rob absolutely melts in his heart when he sees a raccoon. Did you know that's his favorite animal? He loves a raccoon.
I never knew that.
They're so cute. They have little hands.
Yeah.
And a bandit mask.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Rob.
Yes.
Since you love raccoons so much.
Okay.
What if you woke up one morning and your house was being invaded by over 100 raccoons. Would you think they're so cute then?
No. They're dangerous, but they're cute. That's
it. Yeah, so this woman in Washington State had to flee and lock herself in her car because the raccoons that around her house, they said there were over 100 of them, and she just was scared for her life. And as they're telling the story, they're like, oh, you know, just like, this is some crazy phenomenon. And then they get into the story, and she's been feeding them for a long time.
Oh.
And then something happened, and she wasn't able to feed them like she had been. And then they start showing up, and they're like, where's the food? And she's like, I don't have any food. And then they just say, well, we're coming in.
Yeah. Well, that's
and,
her fault.
Yeah. And so they told her not to do that. You know, the authorities told her you shouldn't be feeding the raccoons. She did it anyway. Now they've taken over her house. So she called some private companies to get rid of them. And they said, well, it's $500 per raccoon that we trap and relocate. Because that is an expensive service. Because we had squirrels in the attic and a raccoon or two, and every time they would take them away, it was just like, it wasn't $500, but it was a lot.
We just had that squirrels, yeah.
But I could take them away a lot faster. I say, let's just half that process. You trap them, and then I'll handle relocating them, quote unquote.
Where are you gonna bring? Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To heaven. To the dinner table.
Introduce the Lord.
Relocate them to some gravy. That's what I'd relocate them to. But anyway, so she said, I can't pay $500. So then she ends up having to call the government. So now the taxpayers are going to have to pay the fish and wildlife people to come get rid of all the raccoons in her house.
Whoa.
She's stupid.
Yes.
Very.
Yeah.
That moment where she realizes she's in over her head, she was like, I had 35 and now all of a sudden there's 100. Mm-hmm. That must have been terrifying. You're like, oh my God, they're going to kill me.
Right. And they're cute when I'm looking at them out the sliding glass door, when they're out on the deck eating, you know, whatever I left for them. But now that they're going through my cabinets in the kitchen, because that's what they do. I knew a girl who had a raccoon for a pet, and it would go through their kitchen cabinets and everything.
A pet?
I'm so jealous. Yeah,
her daddy worked in the logging woods, and it was abandoned by its mama, and he brought it home, and they nursed it back and then kept it as a pet.
Okay, well, that makes me feel...
Not at your last house, this happy. Where you had the friend? Over here?
Yeah, it's my neighbor over at the Trump Country Club.
Oh.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
My name's TJ, and I love certain types of comedy more than others. For example, I love snob humor. When there is a snobby, witty comment made, you know, like Frasier, that's my favorite comedy of all time is Frasier. And a lot of people don't like it because I just chalk it up to, you know, they don't get it, you know. It takes a more sophisticated sense of humor to get that kind of stuff. But I also love observational double standard comedy. Like this list on the BuzzFeed of guys pointing out things that are normal for men, but not women. Mm-hmm. Mm. For example, one of them says, and I'm reading this as a quote, I would never speak this way. Me and my bros have been friends for like 15 years. I think we have a total of 3 pictures together.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's true.
It is true.
Uh-huh. My best friend proposed to his girlfriend. My girlfriend goes, how'd he do it? I'm like, I don't know. I assume he just got down on a knee. She asked when the wedding was. I said, I don't know. I assume I'll get an invitation with the date.
Yeah.
We don't ask those kinds of questions. We don't run around, you know, telling the story. And then he got down on one knee. And
how did he do it? Well, I assume he gave her a ring and asked
Let's see. Women also don't know what it's like to be accidentally walking behind. We accidentally walk behind a woman at night and quickly we're going to the other side of the road or slowing down to create distance so you don't seem like a creep. Women don't ever have to slow down or look away from a man or anything because they're going to be accused of being a creep.
That's true.
Being friends with someone and knowing absolutely nothing about them. That's that's something that guys do that women don't. Having no decorations whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's a good one. This one's you, Riggins. Using shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and face wash from the same bottle.
Yeah.
You know, yours is just a bar of soap, so it's the same thing. Idle mode, literally not thinking of anything for a short period of time. Just sitting there and staring off into space, not thinking about anything. Let's see. Not having to worry about standing in line for a restroom and never venting about your day. Men don't vent. We don't vent about our days.
No, not really.
No.
And that's why it's not good for a woman to vent to a man. If it's her, you know, her husband or whatever, if you're just looking to vent, then don't go to a man for that. You go to another woman. Because the man's going to want to try to solve the problem and help you. That's yeah. That's what we're built to do. So you don't want that.
We just want you to listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what your mama's for, or your sister, or your friends, or your nail tech, or, you know, whomever.
Yeah.
I just need to vent.
Mm-hmm. Then we get mad when you try to solve the problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. So those are two things. Don't go to a man. We learn from this. Don't go to a man just to vent. If you don't want him to try to help, and just use one type of soap all over your body and your hair and everything. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
No, never.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Hurricane Milton. Top trending topic, Florida. Also one of the top trending topics, Florida. Floridians are bracing for this hurricane. Catastrophic storm, as they're calling it. The mayor said the other day, I saw it being picked up everywhere in the news. If you stay, you're going to die. If you stay in your home, that is your casket, I think was another line I heard. One official said, make sure you have a black magic marker so you can write your name and information on your arm when they have to identify you. So a lot of people were upset, especially Floridians at that language.
Yeah, it's uncalled for. It's, you know, all of that hyperbole.
Yeah, the mayor said, well, the reason we're using this language is because Floridians are used to this, but Tampa's one of the fastest growing cities in America, and we have a lot of people that aren't used to this kind of weather, and they need to know how dangerous this storm is. So,
yeah, well, is it necessary to go that, you know, far into exaggeration even? Because it's not a certain 100% that you're going to die if you don't leave.
Right.
So, I mean, do people don't think they get it? We're sitting here in North Carolina, and we get how bad this storm is in Florida that's on the way.
Yeah.
And nobody told us we're going to die if we watch it on TV. We know how bad it is.
Right. Absolutely. Mm. But, you know, keep the people of Florida in your prayers for sure. As they brace for this storm today. Taylor Swift is officially the richest female musician. Sorry, Rihanna. Rihanna was a billionaire first because of her makeup. I mean, she sold a ton of makeup and lingerie.
Yeah.
Her underwear. Mm-hmm. Huge seller. But now Taylor Swift.
She's a very sexual person. Mm-hmm. Rihanna is. Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard she's never been stingy with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who told you that? Where'd you hear that?
That's what I've always heard. I mean, stingy with her love.
They say she's now, Taylor Swift now worth $1.6 billion, and they say the Eras Tour largely responsible for that. And kind of sad news, Jenna Fisher, star of The Office, announced she has breast cancer. She's in remission, but it is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She said it felt like the right time to share it. She said she went through 12 rounds of chemo and lost all her hair, but she's back and feeling good and, you know, love her on The Office. And I love when she talks about The Office. You know, I just associate her. She's Pam.
Yeah.
So hoping the best for her. You know, I know everybody loves old people, especially young people. They love old people. Wait until you hear this story I'm going to share coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we've learned a lot today. A lot of it happened behind the scenes. Like I learned, I can no longer trust Tech D Rob with any fast food opinion that he's got. He's our fast food expert. We've deemed him that. He brings us all the news about the new items that are coming to fast food restaurants. And I trust him explicitly. Mm-hmm. I know he knows what's good.
Yeah.
And then during a commercial break a little while ago, we were talking about our love of the cheesy gordita crunch at Taco Bell. The best thing Taco Bell's ever had. And he goes, yeah, I get it with chicken. And I thought, okay, well, I can't even trust you. Yeah. If you think the chicken is the appropriate protein.
Yeah, and I've come to that conclusion a long time ago, Riggins. So,
really?
Yeah, and it was the same thing. He said one time that he would always prefer chicken to beef in some other dish, maybe, or maybe it was something you say you would rather have chicken.
In almost any situation, chicken is my favorite meat.
Right, and that's like somebody saying to me, I'm not on a diet, I don't care whether I'm eating calories or not, or fiber or anything, but I just prefer the taste of multigrain bread over white bread.
Yeah.
So it just makes no sense.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Dry white meat chicken.
I'm upset about it.
I know. It is upsetting.
Fired up.
Right. It's upsetting.
It's like he has the palate of a bull's up.
So we're learning about Tech D Rob. And TJ was kind of the first to point this out, that young people love old people. Mm-hmm. And not just older people. Like old people. They find them, what is it, cute?
Yeah.
Or
my daughter is, I mean, she's just, if she sees old people in a restaurant or something, she's like, oh my God, I want to go sit with them. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened at this hair salon. This older man came in to get his hair cut, and this is what the stylist said. Today we were working at my salon, and I was cutting an older gentleman's hair, and everyone was just in love with him. He's so cute, this little old man. And when he got up to leave, everyone noticed he had clearly peed his pants.
Oh,
and they started to tear up, like, how were they going to tell him? But then he laughed and said, here's your tip. Have fun cleaning that up.
Oh no.
Yeah. Because not all old people are nice.
Right.
You know? There are limits to how much you like old people. They got to be nice old people.
Right. Because old people of today were the hippies of the 60s. And they're very, you know, it was the first selfish generation.
So while they look cute and adorable because they're old and wrinkly and hunched over, doesn't mean they're good people.
Yeah. Don't be
Here's
tricked.
Your tip. Have fun cleaning that up.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. I guess you'll be riding a mop today.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay worked with us for many years on the show, and then she left and got married, started a family, and now she's back a few days a week. And welcome again, Lindsay. Now, I know that you've done a lot of crazy diets and fad diets and things like that through the years, you know, being a professional NBA dancer and always having to make weight and all that kind of stuff. But did you do a lot of crazy workout routines and things like that?
Yeah. I mean, we had a trainer, so we always had to.
Yeah. You know. But I mean, you weren't getting into goat yoga or anything like that.
I have done that. It's dirty, so I don't love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was never into anything like that.
What is that other pogo balls or something like that?
Yeah.
That women do. Then the Gen Z kids make fun of millennial women for doing all these crazy workout classes and stuff. Well, now there's goat yoga, there's puppy yoga, and snake yoga.
I like puppy, not snake. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how holding snakes and letting them crawl on you and everything helps you with the yoga practice, but evidently it's a thing.
Well, you lose weight because it scares the out of you.
You're tense.
I don't know if you got to bring your own snake or what, but
I'm certainly not going to find inner peace with a spitting cobra
crawling
over me.
These are all those snakes that don't bite or they're not venomous and all that, the slow snakes.
Still.
But still, who wouldn't want to mess with that? Just get your workout done.
Please.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bunch of freaks.
Hurry up.
I mean, obviously, I mean, I know I get accused of being judgmental and old fashioned and all that, but there's no way a normal person says, I'm going to go do yoga with snakes. And I'm so excited about it.
Never.
You've got to be a weirdo to want to do that.
Absolutely.
Is that any crazier than the churches that use snakes?
No, because those churches that use snakes use rattlesnakes.
Oh, God.
That is crazy.
And the serpent.
Man.
But still, I mean, I bet you these snake yoga classes cost more than regular ones.
Oh, for sure.
I mean.
What do people pay for that? We got to look that up.
I don't know.
How much does regular yoga cost?
20.
A session? 20?
They're charging at least 50 for these.
And the kind of snakes they use more than any of them? Trouser.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Riggins.
Yes.
You are not, like, you are by far not the only person who is a little upset with my wife because she's behind schedule on making pumpkin bread for people.
I was wondering, I didn't want to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to bring it up. I know it's a sensitive subject in that house.
But usually she doesn't even have to be asked. You know, as soon as fall hits, the fall decorations are out. It's fall, y'all, all over the house.
Sure.
Ghost salt and pepper shakers out, thing, you know. Don't like scary, like cute, not scary. Yeah. Halloween decorations.
Big difference.
And she would have already sent pumpkin bread up here.
And I've never even tried it, so. Yeah.
It's so good. It's like moist. If you like banana bread, uh-huh. Have you ever had pumpkin bread?
Oh, yeah. I'd never had it
until Jody made it. It's got chocolate chips in it, and it's so good.
I'm ready.
But boy has been... You know, he's asked her several times now, and finally last night she says, "I'm going to do it. I'll do it. I'm doing it maybe tomorrow."
Oh, she's feeling the pressure. Yeah,
but you know, we got, and then a little friend Jenny keeps asking about, "Hey, by the way, you know, it's like October 2nd, you know, where's the pumpkin bread?" but we're going to a wedding this weekend off out of town. So if she does it, it'll have to be before we go or either next week.
Well, she better get cracking. I know there's a lot of people on
today,
that list.
What are you doing, Jody? Let's get to work.
Wake up. Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And
get in that kitchen.
Lynn, wouldn't you have thought that today Riggins would have come with some homemade popcorn after we made such a big deal about the fact that he makes homemade popcorn
yesterday?
I actually pulled it out, put it on the counter yesterday. I was like, I'm going to make this today because they were talking about the popcorn. I'll bring it in tomorrow. And I just never got around to it, but I will. I'll do it.
Okay.
But, you know, she won't be here tomorrow.
Well, if you make it, I might come in for that. Then
that's worth it.
So I'm just saying that's when you need to bring it in.
Oh. When she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
I will be so mad.
So, Rob, are you known for anything like that, that people want you to make for them in the kitchen and share any good treats?
No.
No?
None at all.
You don't say. Mm-hmm.
I make a mean grilled cheese.
Yeah. Oh, and you know he has a special hot dog maker, too.
It's a hot dog toaster, kind of.
Like spins them?
No. There's little slots for the hot dog buns to go into and slots for the hot dog to go into.
Yeah.
Push it down and it pops back.
Yeah, so it's like a pop-up toaster for weenies and buns.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, I don't blame him. Any shortcut to making a hot dog, you know, one of the most difficult things that is in the culinary world.
Yeah, that in Blue Box. You know, I have the Fosta pasta.
Yeah. So...
Mm.
And it's a wonder no one's asking him to cook stuff for a group.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.